So let's just take a nice deep breath. And whatever we have heard, we might just take one aspect of it. We don't even have to try to remember everything. Maybe it's just the fear of love, the desire for separation, the fear of healing, which sounds insane, totally insane. Yet we are giving our willingness because there is a trust that a master therapist is leading us, the master healer is leading us, and we are letting that healer guide us inward. We don't know what needs healing. We don't know where the healing is. We don't know the solution. We know nothing. We basically know nothing except that we are willing. We are willing. We are willing to follow this light, willing to follow this master therapist in trust. So it feels like we're being led in this dark, dark cave. But we're together. And the master therapist has a light to lead our way. Yet the light isn't enough for all of us. It seems that we need to hold each other's hands to help us right now. And so we're trusting in one another along with the master therapist to lead us. And sometimes we have to bend down low. Sometimes we have to walk over rocks and obstacles that we could fall over or trip over. So every now and then the master therapist will say, just watch out for this. Look here. Be careful here. Make sure you see that. And his voice is steady. We can feel confident in him. He's done this before. This is not his first time. He's familiar with this. This strange place we seem to find ourselves in that seems so uncomfortable, so foreign. And so all we can do is give our attention to his voice, because there is a comfort in following him. And we also notice in ourselves that we're holding hands with those that we thought were strangers for us. Maybe we couldn't relate to them before, but we're in this unique situation. We've sort of been thrown together, not by our preference, by circumstance. And so we're holding hands, someone's holding our shoulder, we're being moved along. And maybe some tears come, because we didn't realize these were our mighty companions, these strangers. We didn't realize how much love we actually had for them inside, how really connected we felt with them. We just never knew, because we never had to be together this way. The master healer continues to shepherd us along. letting us know that in our oneness, we find our shelter, not in separation. This is not a time for you to separate from your brother and your sister, he says. This is a time to come together, lay aside your differences, lay aside all the things that would cause you to feel you are different, that you know more or they know more or anyone, anything like that. Your joining is what will heal. Your joining is what is needed. And he brings us to a place where we can just rest for a while because he knows we are tired. And we sit together. Perhaps there is a little bit of a fire in the center, like gathering around a fire. Just together. We're not out of the cave quite yet, but we can just pause. We can speak, we can share, we can listen. We can cry, we can laugh. Everything is welcome. The master therapist tells us stories to inspire us, stories that remind us of the power of light. Power of belief, the power of our joining. Remember the love, he says. Remember the love. Ask to remember the love. The love just waits on your invitation and your welcome. It is where you are. Keep being present to whatever is before you. Don't retreat. Don't go into hiding. You may be socially isolating, but minds are connecting more than ever before. More than ever before, minds are connecting. The suffering of one distant brother or sister has become the suffering of all. Hearts are opening. Hearts are healing. There is a purpose here. Do not forget the purpose. Purpose of forgiveness, the purpose of joining, the purpose of not hiding, the purpose of letting your defenses come down. Lay down those defenses that separate you from your beloved brother. In him, you will either be crucified or resurrected. The choice is yours. Dream softly of your sinless brother with whom you are joined in perfect innocence. Dream softly of your sinless brother with whom you are joined in perfect innocence. The master therapist shepherds us together and slowly leads us out of this cave that seemed to be never ending. It was so dark inside that when we come out, the light hurts our eyes. We have to close our eyes, cover them with our hands. And he tells us that there is this awakening of the inner vision. So this light is not a light we are accustomed to. So it's okay. Slowly, as we adjust to the light, we see each other. And all the wounds and bruises we carried with us that are now healing. We hug, we cry, we rejoice. The light is here. The light has come. And we look around. Vast mountains, vast oceans, blue skies. There is peace. There is peace. So when you feel ready, you can open your eyes, take your time. Thank you. Namaste.